I'm going to let you do that, Ken. Thank you so much for your time. Always good to have you with us. Thanks so much, and we'll talk again soon.
Thank you, sir.
There you go. Ken Blackwell joining us, the former Ohio Secretary of State, currently serving on the Black Voices for Trump Advisory Board. Stick around. More to do. The two Supreme Court decisions today, there's a difference of opinion on this as to who won and who lost. We'll talk about that and more coming up. I'm Kevin Wall. It is Thursday on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Come in right now for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95, along with a free AC inspection.
Well, at 3:30, it looks like we're getting some moderate flows as you work your way through the resort corridor on Interstate 15 between Sunset and Owens. No major setbacks on the 515 eastbound if you're heading to Henderson through the Spaghetti Bowl, and the 95 west up to Summerlin. Looks like you're pretty much up to freeway speeds on the Beltway, the 215 with few exceptions. West at Green Valley and east at St. Rose, you may tap the brakes through there. Roadwork continues on St. Rose Parkway. That is at Pecos, and it's affecting both directions. And that's mainly right there at the 215 interchange.
The world-famous Las Vegas Trip Quick and Loans presents the Sports Blast, driven by Jeep on KMZQ. At least 171 sports programs from four-year schools have been cut since the COVID-19 pandemic began. Stanford is the latest victim. They became the first known Power 5 school to eliminate athletic programs, announcing Wednesday that 11 of its 36 varsity sports will be shuttered next year. That includes men's and women's fencing, field hockey, lightweight rowing, men's rowing, co-ed and women's sailing, squash, synchronized swimming, men's volleyball, and wrestling. Across the nation, 51 of the 171 programs that have been cut include 18 Division I schools, one conference in Division II, and one in Division III. On Wednesday, the Ivy League became the first college conference to cancel fall sports. Meanwhile, Michigan head coach Jim Harbaugh said if the NCAA finds the best evidence isn't to play, they won't. Blue Emu promises no chill, no burn, no odor, just what you need to soothe tired muscles and joints. I'm Chuck Sanders with the KMZQ Sports Flash on AM 670, Talk Radio done right.
And now a game of Commercial Chicken, brought to you by Progressive, where we see how long Flo can go without talking about insurance. Ready? Go.
So the weather is just all over the place lately, right? One day it's hot, and the next day it's windy for a while. It's like, make up your mind already. Drivers who switch to Progressive can save big.
Okay, you win. We can't help but save customers money. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Jay Farner here, CEO of Rocket Mortgage. Making the right financial decisions has never been more important. When you turn to Rocket Mortgage, we can help guide you to those right decisions now, when they matter most. Mortgage rates are near historic lows, so now is a great time to call 8338-ROCKET. And if you need some extra money, a cash-out refinance could give you that financial boost you're looking for. Call today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn more.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states and MLS number 3030.
It's hot.
Yes, the heat almost sets a record at 113.
And getting hotter.
It's going to be a warm one out there today.
The heat is just too exhausting.
This year, if you're replacing your air conditioner, upgrade to a high-efficiency two-stage system.
More power when you need it. An energy-saving mode to lower that power bill.
Home Air Conditioning, locally owned and operated in the Valley for over 20 years with an A-plus rating at the Better Business Bureau and Contractors Board.
Remember to have your air conditioner serviced before summer kicks into full force. Home Air is offering preventative maintenance for only $59.
Call Danny to schedule 702-878-8367. Preventative maintenance from Home Air Conditioning, only $59.
Call 702-878-8367 to schedule your $59 preventative maintenance or visit homeairlv.com.
That's homeairlv.com.
Home Air Conditioning Contractors License number 51994.
The same great show with the same great host, just at a new address. Live and local with Kevin Wall, weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
And this hour brought to you by PIPCOA, the Pain Injury Brain Centers of America, treating your chronic pain without addictive drugs and with non-invasive pain-free therapy. How do I know? Because I've been a patient. Call 702-546-8767. Make your chronic pain go away. Ask for Summer. The number, 702-546-8767. PIPCOA, the Pain Injury Brain Center of America. The two decisions today involving the Supreme Court and the Trump tax returns and financial records, I want you to hear how different the outlook is. First of all, let me give you Judge Andrew Napolitano. Let's go to cut three. And Judge Andrew Napolitano, he didn't believe it was a big win for the president, unlike the White House, which was saying, oh, this is a major victory. That's not the way Judge Andrew Napolitano did it on Fox earlier today.
It means that the president of the United States, President Trump, and all of his successors and any of his predecessors, for that matter, is not immune from criminal prosecution and is not immune from complying with the ordinary process of criminal prosecution. So when this case made its way through the court, the issue was, is the president immune? Not, do you need that document? Do you need that document? So when it goes back to the trial court in New York City, the issue will be, do you really need this document? How difficult it is to get that document? The issue cannot be that the president is immune. So this is a defeat for the president, because ultimately, and Starwalt can weigh in on this better than I can, ultimately this might not affect the election, but it certainly will affect the president's peace of mind, because he knows at some point his bitter nemesis, who's conducting a criminal investigation of him, Cy Vance, a criminal investigation predicated on the testimony given to Vance by the president's former lawyer, Michael Cohen, eventually that's going to go forward. Whether it happens before November or after November is a question of whether the courts can get all this done. I would think this will be resolved before November. It's July. The subpoena is extensive. It demands 10 years worth of information, but the accountants say they have it and they're ready to turn it over.
Could this be the October surprise that we always talk about? Could somehow the records be released and be released immediately? Not many people believe the way Andrew Napolitano believes it is. In fact, very few people today have been talking about how this will get done before the election. I don't think it will either. Judge Andrew Napolitano thinks it will get done. This was what Nancy Pelosi said. This is cut one, and this is Nancy Pelosi at her weekly news conference earlier this morning, Pacific time, on the Supreme Court Trump tax returns, and looks at it a lot differently than the White House does. Here it is.
It took me a little longer to get out here because I wanted to read to the bottom, the end of the decision. And Chief Justice specifically speaks to the fact that the president is not above the law. And that was something that was proclaimed in the decision, including two of his recent appointments. A careful reading of the Supreme Court ruling related to the president's financial records is not good news for President Trump. The court has reaffirmed the Congress's authority to conduct oversight on behalf of the American people as it asks for further information from Congress. Congress's constitutional responsibility to uncover the truth specifically related to the president's Russia connection that he is hiding. The Congress will continue to conduct oversight for the people, upholding the separation of powers that is the genius of our Constitution. We will continue to press our case in the lower courts.
That's Nancy Pelosi earlier today at the Capitol. By the way, speaking of the Capitol, the Nevada Capitol, Want to talk to you coming up in our next segment about two major things going on right now. One is the special session. This is day two. And the other thing that's going on, started about 3 o'clock, was the school board meeting, where they are going to eventually vote. My guess is it may be late tonight before it happens, but they are going to vote on a plan to reopen schools, if they choose to reopen schools. We have not heard from the governor as to whether he thinks it's safe enough to reopen the schools. We'll talk about that. In fact, one thing I want to do, I want to open up our phone lines at 844, the number 2 Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. And I want to find out if you want to open the schools. There is not going to be a lot of public input. And there may be people on the Board of Trustees willing to listen to what you have to say. The problem is you probably can't do it at this late date. But I want to find out what you think. Is it time to reopen the schools? One guy that is very positive about reopening the schools is Kevin McCarthy. We'll let you hear from him coming up in just a couple minutes. I'm Kevin Wall. So good to have you with us. Again, that phone number, 844, the number 2 Nevada, 844-263-8232. I'm Kevin Wall. You're listening to AM 670 KMZQ.
Discussing the biggest issues.
It's just fundamentally offensive and frightening. It's just frightening. You say, like, who are we? How did we get to this place?
AM 670 KMZQ.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. Are you in need of a healthcare program? Well, you're in luck. As a member of Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community that comes together to share their medical expenses. You can sign up throughout the year with memberships starting as early as the following month. And there are no contracts or commitments. Programs start as low as $199 per month, and there's no network. So you can choose your own doctors and hospitals. Liberty HealthShare is a nonprofit ministry, not insurance. So your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing that you're part of a community of like-minded individuals who understand the importance of people coming together to bear one another's burdens. To find out more, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or go to libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall. That's libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall.
Very few vehicles can do more than the 2020 Land Rover Discovery Sport. From conquering the world's urban to not-so-urban obstacles, no other vehicle in its class is more capable than the Discovery Sport. And with 0% interest financing currently available for up to 72 months on approved credit, now is the right time to own yours. Come see for yourself today at Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas, 6425 Roy Horn Way, or visit us online at jlrlv.com.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and a previous candidate for governor of Nevada. As the owner of Las Vegas Cycry and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors. During the COVID-19 business shutdown, the Department of Homeland Security has categorized bicycle shops as essential businesses. We've been servicing a lot of bikes to help people get their two-wheeled transportation up and running. Many people who are losing their jobs are now using their bicycles for transportation. They don't have money for their car or their insurance, so they'll use a bike to get around. Our community is also using them as a way to get outdoors, stay in shape, and enjoy the fresh air. If you need help dusting off the cobwebs and getting on your bike, we're here to service you curbside from 9 to 5 daily. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215, as well as the Bonneville Transit Center downtown Las Vegas. Our phone number is 702-596-2953.
Uh-oh. Embarrassed about your ugly fungal infected feet? You bet you are. And you have been buying those rotten antifungal products. See, nothing happens. They just sit there and don't work.
Of course they don't. But a new breakthrough discovery is now being marketed as Bye-Bye Fungus. And it is the answer to your problems. Bye-Bye Fungus is fast-acting and has been found by dermatologists to be a topical formulation that actually works. Bye-Bye Fungus is budget-friendly, painless, has no hideous side effects, and it's as easy to apply as nail polish. But above all else, it's effective. So effective, it's patented. Call 1-800-258-3635 and ask us for Bye-Bye Fungus. That's 1-800-258-3635. Or visit us at byebyefungus.com and say, Bye-Bye Fungus, hello sandals.
Laborers Union Local 872 is committed to ensuring the safety and health of their workforce. Here are five recommendations to keep you and everyone safe on the job site. Perform a self-assessment before arriving on the job site. Avoid close contact with people who are sick. Keep your distance. Adhering to the regulations and limit large group interactions. Laborers Union Local 872. Vegas strong, union proud.
Hi, I'm State Senator Scott Hammond. These are difficult times for all of us, a time set apart. But our Las Vegas community has always come together when we need to. We all have a part to play, and it is heartwarming to know that our community is strong enough to fight this. Many of you also have questions or concerns, which is why I have compiled as much information and resources on my website as possible. Please visit HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. That's HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. Paid for by Friends of Scott Hammond.
Newsmakers, newsbreakers, and everything in between. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
And don't forget that this hour brought to you by Ichabod's Lounge, featuring old school Vegas atmosphere and one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas. Ichabod's Lounge, open 24/7, vintage Vegas dining, gaming lounge and piano bar on East Flamingo at Pecos. Tell Francois Kevin sent you. Good to have you with us. Right now, as we speak, we've got the Clark County Board of Trustees meeting at this hour, and they are going to be voting supposedly before the end of the day. Will be voting on a plan to be submitted, I imagine, to the governor or the government or the Department of Education or somebody, that this is going to be what they're going to be talking about. And it's interesting, Kevin McCarthy, House Minority Leader, had his weekly news conference today and said the House needs to come back and help. See, this is what I don't understand. Congress just goes away. They just adjourn. And nothing happens. When they ought to be helping school districts like the Clark County School District in crafting a plan that makes some sense. In fact, tell you what let's do. Let's go to cut two. This is Kevin McCarthy, House Minority Leader, saying that the House needs to come back and needs to help folks like the Clark County School District and other school districts all around the country. Here it is.
We are not done with our fight against this virus, but we are on the road to rebuild and renew and restore this nation. We must now focus on what needs to be done for safely reopening our schools and daycare facilities. The question should not be if we open schools in America, but how. We want to do it safely. We want to protect students. We want to protect the schools from liability. We want to give flexibility to the parents in the use of their money. If we have found ways for restaurants, casinos, and others to open, we must find ways for our daycare and our schools to open safely. We cannot miss out on a generation of not being taught. The pediatricians have told us and others the importance of children back to learning in a safe manner. And that's what our focus should be. I know in this House, Democrats are afraid to meet. But the priority, and essentially, we should meet so we can work and prioritize how to open these schools and child care safely. And I think that's what our main focus should be upon.
Well, I agree with them. Whether or not that'll happen remains to be seen. I want you to hear very quickly Well, in fact, I'm not going to have time to get it in this segment. Oh, darn it. I wish I could. But I can't. What I can do, though, is let you hear from Bernie Sanders. And the, you know, the talks between the Bernie Sanders people and the Biden people and what happened coming out of it, that they were supposedly going to come up with some sort of policy that everybody could agree upon. Is it Bernie Sanders dragging Biden more to the left? That's probably what it is. But I want you to listen to Bernie Sanders. He was on MSNBC today. This is cut number four, and talking about the Sanders-Biden task force and what came out of those talks. Here it is.
Every person who voted for me, and I think for the other Democratic candidates, fully understands that Donald Trump is the most dangerous president, if not in the modern history of our country, then in the overall history of our country, and that it is absolutely imperative that we come together and defeat him, and defeat him badly. I was glad to work with the vice president in forming six separate task forces, which had some of the most knowledgeable people in the country coming together to deal with education and climate change and healthcare and the economy and criminal justice and immigration reform. And these folks, needless to say, people who represented the progressive movement had a different perspective on things than did Biden's people. But there was serious discussion and I think a real honest effort to come up with a compromise. And I think the compromise that they came up with, if implemented, will make Biden the most progressive president since FDR. Mm-hmm. It did not have, needless to say, everything that I wanted, did not have everything that Biden wanted. But there is no question that on some of the major issues facing this country, if that agenda is implemented, life will improve for tens and tens of millions of working people. It'll improve for our environment and for climate change, criminal justice, and for the needs of low-income people.
That's Bernie Sanders earlier today on MSNBC, the network nobody watches. No, they don't. I mean, it's kind of sad. You got all these people making all this money, and and not much is going on. Unfortunately, it's not. By the way, this hour brought to you by attorney Craig Mueller of Mueller and Associates. You'll hear him next hour. When you need an attorney, you need someone who shares your conservative values. Call Craig Mueller right now at Mueller and Associates. Here's the number, 702-887-1731. That's 702-887-1731. We'll take a quick break. We'll get you ready for the 4 o'clock hour coming up next. Stay right where you are as we continue right here on AM 670 KMZQ.
Headlines that affect you.
But as we address the how, we also have to know that we're addressing the why, and I think that's going to be critical in order for us to turn the page.
AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
It's amazing how time flies. Hey, Kevin Wall here, your host on Live and Local Now and the owner of Battle Born Radio Corp. It was just over 3 years ago that I was dragged kicking and screaming into the 21st century. I knew my small business would have to move warp speed into this new digital era. That's when I called Sofa King Creative Group. Locally owned and operated, Sofa King Creative Group designs and manages areas of digital marketing for a wide variety of clients. Their marketing team provides fully integrated solutions, whether you need a company brand, graphic design project, an engaging mobile-friendly website. What I like best about Sofa King Creative Group, they showed me how an increased web presence can mean more profit for my small business. Let the pros at Sofa King Creative Group help you and your small business. Ask for a free analysis of your current marketing strategies. Call 702-965-2016. That's 702-965-2016. Or check them out at SofaKingCreativeGroup.com. That's SofaKingCreativeGroup.com. At Castle Insurance Group, their mission is to make life easier for you and your business. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Instead of you taking the time to hunt down the best prices for your homeowners, auto, and business insurance, the pros at Castle Insurance Group do all the hard work for you, and it won't cost you a penny more. The folks at Castle Insurance Group don't represent just one insurance carrier. They can look for the lowest prices and best coverage from a host of carriers, name brands like Progressive, Nationwide, Travelers, Safeco, Dairyland, and many more. At Castle Insurance Group, they make buying insurance easy. Just a 10-minute phone call with a Castle Insurance Group representative, and you can get the lowest rates and the best coverage. You kick back and relax, and they do all the heavy lifting. Call my friends at Castle Insurance Group, 702-714-1060. Remember, the quote is absolutely free. That's 702-714-1060. One more time, 702-714-1060. That's Castle Insurance Group. What did I tell you? I told you we'd all get through the darkest hours of the COVID-19 pandemic together. And we did. We survived. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Throughout the governor's stay-at-home orders, Francois and all my friends at Ichabod's Lounge on East Flamingo at Pecos stayed open 24-7 to serve up the same amazing food that Vegas residents have come to expect the past 30 years. But now, Governor Sisolak says it's okay to get out of the house, to reconnect with old friends, to have fun. Best place to do that is at Ichabod's Lounge. They've completed extensive remodeling that will allow you to play on one of 15 machines while adhering to social distancing and mandated cleanliness. So at Ichabod's Lounge, you can still have fun and still stay safe. Ichabod's Lounge is back, featuring old-school Vegas atmosphere and one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas. Ichabod's Lounge, open 24-7, vintage Vegas dining, gaming lounge, and piano bar on East Flamingo at Pecos. Have fun at Ichabod's Lounge.
It's all about Las Vegas. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
And this hour brought to you by Castle Insurance Group. At Castle Insurance Group, they'll find you the best auto, home, or business life business policy from name brand carriers like Progressive and Travelers and Safeco and so many more. Call 702-714-1060. The quote is absolutely free. They're waiting for your call. So pick up the phone, call them, and save some money. 702-714-1060. That's Castle Insurance Group. Coming up in our next hour, believe it or not, there is a lawsuit that has just been filed today by some folks that we know very, very well, NPRI, the Nevada Policy Research Institute, and they are challenging what has been kind of a wink, wink, nod, nod, it's okay, with folks in the legislature who happen to also make money from public entities. A huge conflict of interest, and it violates the Constitution of the state of Nevada. We'll check in coming up with Craig Mueller from Mueller and Associates and find out what that lawsuit is all about. One of the things that drives me nuts is you have people up in Carson City who are employed by school districts and different public entities, the same ones that come before the legislature for funding, for money. Anybody see anything wrong with that? Well, we're going to find out about the lawsuit, and we'll find out what the prospects for success would be, considering who sits on the state Supreme Court, or who would end up hearing this case. We'll do that and more coming up. I got to tell you, I'm so excited. When I came in the studio today, I said, man, this is going to be a great show. And you know what? It has not disappointed. Ken Blackwell was with us earlier. Craig Mueller. Dr. Keith Abloh, noted author, psychiatrist. Yeah. We'll talk about what's going on, what's happening, why we are having this turmoil and chaos in our streets. We'll do that and more coming up. I'm Kevin Wall. So good to have you with us. Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next.
Let's face it, these are challenging times. Hey, Kevin Wall here for SRT Special Services. Since 2014, SRT Special Services has provided Southern Nevada businesses with executive protection, safe rooms, residential security, and more. Now, in the COVID-19 era, it's important to know who's coming into your place of business. Ask the pros at SRT Special Services about the Liberty AI with facial recognition and thermal scanning. The Liberty AI can let you know if the next customer through your front door is running a temperature, protecting your employees, your customers, and your corporate liability. Facial recognition and temperature scanning technology has been out there for years. Now, the security pros at SRT Special Services can offer the Liberty AI at a price that even small mom-and-pop businesses can afford. If your business deals with the general public, you need the Liberty AI from SRT Special Services. Call 702-221-1942. That's 702-221-1942. Call today.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMZQ, Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
Breaking news.